All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome in. So as I said to Doug and Scott earlier, I want to build off something they talked about. I listened to about 20 minutes of their show. I went for a drive earlier because I was getting a little stir-crazy. Didn't leave my vehicle. I just wanted to drive. Wanted to get out of the house. They had a conversation, and it was mired in common sense. And Doug was kind of miffed as to why can't we all just wear a mask? Any doctor will tell you the transmission rate of two people where both are wearing a mask is very, very low, somewhere around 1%. You could be standing right next to each other. And Gator chimed in and had some very good thoughts with it. And Gator also made a point about certain concerts are going to be allowed. They laid the rules out. And Gator just said, no, thank you. But I want to build off what they talked about, because I think what Doug was looking for, and maybe his friend who's high up in a healthcare system is forgetting to add to the opinion, is you are presuming two critical factors in the mask discussion. And that is a functioning federal government and leadership and a selflessness and togetherness by we the people. We have neither. And I'm not going to go through my entire dog and pony show explaining to you that I don't care about your feelings as a Republican or a Democrat. I don't like any of you. I'm not going to waste time. I'm just going to get right to it. Our federal leadership, our government, is an embarrassment. It's a total embarrassment. And, you know, you want to talk about mixed messaging. I mean, president won't commit to wearing one after saying he wouldn't. Now he just won't commit to it. You had the VP at the Mayo Clinic not wearing one until he came out last night and went, yeah, my bad. You have the governor of Florida who's opening everything up, but he himself won't demand people wear masks. The governor of Missouri recommended people do it, but he's just not going to. Look, it's a failure. It's a failure of leadership in this country. Because in order to have any chance for compliance, you need a consistent message. You do. I mean, there used to be a consistent message about don't do drugs. There was a consistent message about wear a rubber. There are consistent messages out there. You have any hope of success, it has to be consistent. This is anything but. It's a total failure. Now, we're opening up and you have the television news acting aghast and appalled and I can't believe this. In breaking news, 2,000 more Americans have lost their lives. And you go, yeah, dummy, where you been? How are they opening up? This is preposterous. And you go, you know, TV news, dummy, if you were willing to put your political biases aside and actually look at why they're probably opening up, I could give you the answer, dummy. They're opening up because they know they're out of time. They're out of time. Oh, we've flattened the curve. We've done great work as a people. I salute you. Like in the state of Michigan, I think we've played ball. We've done a really good job. But you know what's not happening? It's not going down. Not in any meaningful manner. It's not going to go down fast enough. And you go, well, fast enough for what? Fast enough for us to survive. See, this is the problem. If you let an economist run your country, you're going to kill a lot of people. If you let doctors run your country, void of economics, you're going to save the most amount of people possible, but you won't have a country to return to. Now, unfortunately, the brain surgeons who lead this country, both federally and locally, very few of them are able to thread that line. Because the reality is you have to have that discussion. Look, I love Dr. Fauci, but he's bonded to do a job, which is use the math, use the experience, use the data, save lives. That's his job. He's not an economist. And the business people in government, and whether it's our TV star president or whether it's people like Jerome Powell, people like Mnuchin, no matter who it is, they're businessmen. They're not epidemiologists. They're not doctors. They don't know anything about it. And therein lies the issue. But you know where we're at right now? This is where we're at. Like, I'm giving you a statement of my reality. I would love for you to either agree, disagree. I'm looking for a discussion here. See, the key to looking at situations is to look at them for what they are. Not what we want them to be. Lord knows I want it to be different. Not what we hope they can be. Man, I do hope it gets better. But what they are. Reality-based discussion. Guys, it's very clear. The government has already floated the economy for 2 months. And maybe they could do it for a little longer. But see, a temporary loan when you're out of a gig is one thing. Financing your brother-in-law's lifestyle over the course of 9 months because he's out of a job is another. We're out of time. And I think any of these professionals, as much as they want to go on TV and talk about human lives and talk about how we need more time and we're not ready, they're not looking at it from the other perspective, which is we know everything you're saying is true. We don't have time. We're out of time. Now, plenty of people to blame for how it ever got to that point. And some of you will blame China. Some of you will blame the president. Some of you will blame local leadership. The truth is everyone's culpable. We're not. Our elected officials are. Our president is. Possibly another nation is. But we are not. We didn't do anything wrong. We're just people. But see, we're out of time. So you need to get your mind right. You know, it was funny to me, because I don't suffer fools very well. I don't like bad character actors. So when I watch some of the news, which I've basically cut 80% of my news, because again, if you're letting Sean Hannity or Rachel Maddow program your life, just dig a hole and throw yourself in it. The point is, I like laughing at these people. This idea of, oh my God, a memo is leaked. There could be 3,000 deaths a day. And it's like, yeah. What did you think the number would be? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you still caught up in fantasy land where only 50,000 people would die? Or perhaps you're on the other end of it in fantasy land thinking 2.2 million will die. See, those of us in reality have thought all along, there's going to be death and lots of it. But you know the decision that's being made all over the place? Whether a governor is comfortable with it or not, whether the president has browbeat them or not, whether they're ready or not, they know. They know that they run the risk of A, losing their populace, B, killing people, and C, even if they save the populace and save human lives, there won't be anything to return to. 1 in 5 out of work. 2 in 5 out of work. 50% of your restaurants gone. There won't be anything to return to. So you're seeing people making the ultimate morality choice. How do I weigh out death versus economic death? And I've said to you for weeks, it will fuel all of these decisions. And this is the thing, and I guess maybe I tick differently. Life is not fair. It's never been fair. It isn't fair now, and it won't be fair. Like, I don't operate in this idea that our government and our leaders do what's right for us. They do what's right for them, and we pay the price. Like, it's not fair that Katrina hit New Orleans, a poor black city, instead of Beverly Hills, a rich white one. And then the response was what it was. That's not fair. It's not right. It's immoral. But it happened. It's not fair that minorities and immigrants face racism and discrimination and abuse. But it's real. And we have to deal with it. But life ain't fair. People coming out all shocked that poor people are being struck by COVID-19 at a more ferocious rate. Yeah, where have you been? That's always been the case. That's the sad reality of our country. So me opening the show like this today, there's no fear-mongering. There's no, as some people put it, fear porn. There's none of that. But this is my realistic view of where it's at. And Doug was right. But we can't even get a mandate to wear masks. DeWine in Ohio thought about it, then changed his mind. It was too much. Hawaii's going to fine you $5,000 if they can get their hands on you when you're not wearing a mask. Most governors won't do it. The president won't even cop to wearing one. The truth of the matter is, gradually opening up and getting us moving again has to happen. But it has to happen where everyone's wearing a mask and pulling in the same direction. But it won't happen because the people who will tell us that it's happening won't even cop to doing it. I saw a Democratic mayor today not wearing a mask in an interview with a masked reporter. So it's people on both sides of the aisle, guys. But to me, this is the reality we face. One side is going to throw themselves behind human lives. The other will throw themselves behind the economy. And both sides are going to look terrible. But if you think we're getting out of this without a lot of people dying, you're not paying attention. And I don't know what to tell you. I'll let you do your outrage thing on social media and go and cry in the corner. It's never been fair. It's never been right. But we always pay the price. Country picks a fight with another country and goes and fights an unwinnable war. Looking at you, Vietnam. It wasn't fair when people were damn near dragged from their homes, because that's what a draft is, and sent overseas to die in the jungle. That ain't fair. And it ain't right. And we didn't choose it. But it happened. It's never been fair. It's never been about us. This is just the latest example. We're going to pay. And people on Capitol Hill are going to go and do their thing, and we're going to die. But it's the only way that we can possibly move forward. Because the other option is the American way of life dies. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Behind closed doors, they ain't ever going to let that happen. I kind of want to see where your reality check is with where you're at on this Cinco de Mayo. 248-539-9797. I want the ticket text at 97136. Be thoughtful about it, and let's have a conversation. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.